Right, so welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Postgraduate Podcast. Today, I will be trying to shine a light on how, essentially, to avoid procrastination and therefore be motivated in the morning or in general. So there are three main things to remember. Motivation is a muscle, you're somewhat inherently lazy, and boredom can be your friend. This episode originated from my personal experience. When I wake up, I go onto social media to pre the timelines and stories and whatnot. I will explain how to get over this borderline addiction, but the methods used for this in particular are replicable. So getting over using social media in the morning is just like a particular real life example, but the methods I use, which stem from three main things I just mentioned, so motivation is a muscle, you're somewhat inherently lazy, and boredom is your friend, could be used in other scenarios as well. So the story goes, right, when I wake up, I don't have too much energy right off the bat. I'm not a morning person, so I don't really have the motivation slash energy to get up straight away unless I have to for whatever reason, right? So this is where I usually reach for my phone and open up the socials. I can lay in bed, not move, and just scroll, and I'll find things that are interesting, funny, or paying, things that I want to buy, things that I want to do, things that are satisfying, and so on, right? So moreover, as humans, like, we are very social animals. We like to be connected to others and seeing what other people are doing and, like, staying in the loop, if you like. So social media is very interesting and very, very desirable to us in that regard. Considering we don't have, like, much other to do than move a thumb to feed that desire to be in the loop, we will succumb to it more often than not, or, you know, in my case, every morning. On top of that, what you'll find is always a gamble, right? So the reason these apps are so addicting is because they're designed in a way to keep you entertained enough for you to keep coming back to it, right? And the amount of effort you put in is minuscule compared to the reward. For example, when you refresh, you pull down, the feed bounces up, and you get new posts, right? It's kind of like, what's it called? It's kind of like a slot machine, right? You don't know whether you'll win and see something you like, or whether it'll be something dead. And that impulse to find out whether you'll win or not is what keeps you on these apps. And I think that's why sometimes we get, you know, those moments where you close an app only to then reopen it again and refresh the feed even though you just done that. Yeah, so also you put in very, very, very little effort and get a very big reward. So what I just mentioned a couple seconds ago, whatever. So, like, yes, it's not £500 in your account, but what I mean by big is that the reward is highly psychologically satisfying, right? So to your brain, seeing stuff that you like on screen isn't, like, very far off from seeing it in person. Hence, scrolling through social media will feel like experiencing what you see in person, albeit to a lesser extent, but you only have to move your thumb, right? So the reward that you get is huge compared to the effort, right? So essentially, my point is that we really like social media, and merely relying on our inner strength to not go on these apps usually doesn't pose the most successful outcomes, right? So let's begin. When I wake up, I'm bored. So I naturally just reach over to go on my phone for a few minutes since getting ready requires leaving my warm, cozy bed to actually, you know, start the day, right? The reason this is such an issue for motivation is because motivation is kind of like a muscle, right? So you can tire it out. If you use it up on a task, you will have to wait for it to regenerate. However, motivation is also a very relative phenomenon. So if you are at a theme park, for example, you're not going to have the motivation to come home and clean your kitchen, right? If you are in a three-hour maths, lecture exam. If you're in a three-hour maths lecture, right, with no breaks, you would want to come home and clean your kitchen just to not be in that lecture, right? So the reason why this is important is because things which are low effort but high reward will drain the motivation to do anything else that requires more effort for lower rewards. So another example, if you could snap your fingers and 10p appeared in your bank account, you will keep snapping, right? More importantly, would you then want to get up to go to work? Of course you wouldn't. The low effort of snapping fingers combined with the high reward of getting 10p per snap would drain any motivation you have to go to work, where you have to put in a lot of effort and get paid the equivalent of, like, I don't know, 85 finger snaps per hour. Just to prove a point, I don't know how much that was, but I think it was over 10. That's already £1. I do that like 8.5 more times. That's an hourly wage, right? So very low effort for very high reward. Well, you know, relatively. So in the case of social media, right, you go on your Instagram or Twitter or whatever feed and you see something that interests you. Maybe you see people, you know, doing a madness, or you see an item you want to buy, or you see some event you want to go to, or you see a wholesome dog photo. Whatever it is, it nearly always is the ideal world. It's always happy, colorful, expensive, and interesting, right? Would you want to get out of bed to be present in the real world? The real world where your wallpaper is tired, the dust on your shelves has developed, I don't know, a closed microeconomy, and your toilet is beyond your cozy, warm bed somewhere in the cold corridors of your quiet, boring house. Of course you wouldn't. You expired your motivation. You got happiness, relief, satisfaction, and perfection from social media just by moving your thumb. Why would you want to move your whole body to start another average day? Like, everything in life is relative, and our brains are myopic, right? Why would you give your brain so much more excitement in a couple of minutes than it would normally receive in a whole average day, and then expect it to be motivated to get up and begin said day? Little tangent here. If you genuinely aren't happy about getting up, like out of bed to face the day, then make sure that your room looks tidy and pretty so that you do want to face it. Make sure that you do at least 60 seconds of something that you love doing every day. And make sure that the next day is a little bit better than the day before. That's little, yeah. That's why social media diminishes our motivation to do mundane things. When I wake up in the morning, I'm bored, so I go on my phone. The issue here is that motivation can run out and will need some time to regenerate, right? Whilst you're sleeping, your motivation is somewhat reset. So the first thing you do in the morning usually sets the mood for the rest of the day. I've read somewhere that as we're falling asleep and waking up, our brains are like in this limbo mode, and whatever happens during that time determines to at least some extent how the brain will operate later. So like if you snooze in bed for a few hours and like, I don't know, pre-social media, watch some YouTube or Netflix or whatever, then what I personally found is that the rest of the morning, at least, is going to be very tedious because your brain is still in that like snooze mode, I guess. Nonetheless, right, the key here is to essentially to not go on social media, right? Have you heard of the phrase, it's easier to never start than it is to stop, right? It's much easier to simply not go on the apps at all than it is to go on them for like a minute and then try to put down the phone. But using willpower may not be a viable option, as in the morning, willpower is usually rather quite weak. So this is where the fact that people are on average inherently lazy comes in, right? I don't want to say everyone is inherently lazy, but humans on average tend to follow a path of least resistance. So how can we use this to our advantage? Basically, what I've started to do a couple of days ago is locking my apps, right? I downloaded this app, it's called Stay Focused or whatever, but really any sort of app lock app would do. And it allows me to lock whatever apps I want for whatever time slot, or literally there's so many settings. So basically what I set it to do is to lock my social media apps and YouTube as well till midday, so like 12:01 p.m. so that in the morning I don't go on them. And the reason this worked for me is because I am a very lazy person, right? So for me to unlock my socials, it would take going on my phone, right, locating the app lock app in like the big drawer of all the apps that I have, clicking on it, searching through the settings to try and disable the lock, then I need to put in like a passcode or whatever I set, then I unlock the apps, then I'd be able to eventually access my socials, right? There are so many more steps here that it is so much more easy for me to be lazy and resist the temptation of unlocking my apps than it is for me to purely use my inner will to not click on the app without any sort of lock, right? So it may not seem like a lot, because, you know, I did describe essentially something that will take, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds. But trust me, you go from not having any barriers, like even literal physical and psychological barriers between your thumb and social media, to having at least like 5 small ones, right? This forces me to just lay in bed for like a minute, get very, very bored, and then just get up and start my day, right? So once again, don't know why I have once again written here. Basically, one thing, music really helps me to get up. I feel like a lot of people would know this, but you know, music is quite inspiring in a way. So if you play music as you're waking up or whatever, then it can give you enough energy to get up, right? And also, since you don't have the ability to compare like those low effort, high reward things that you can do with what you actually need to do in the morning, such as, I don't know, like get up and go shower or cook or do work or whatever. So the reason why you don't really have the ability to compare them is because it's a new day and you haven't really experienced like the bliss of social media and whatnot. So because you can't compare, you will eventually want to do the things you actually need to do, because it falls into the category of literally anything that is more interesting than being bored and just laying in bed, right? So this is where boredom comes in, right? And we could use it to stimulate motivation, right? So to go a little bit more in depth, boredom is what makes us do anything when the incentive isn't there, right? If the incentive is the carrot, boredom is the stick, right? Would you rather sit on a chair and do nothing for 1 hour, or would you rather clean up the kitchen so that it looks like shiny and lush, right? If you didn't have the option to check your phone or go on your console or computer or turn on your TV or anything else that's unproductive and very low effort for high reward, you would not stay in bed once you get bored of snoozing, right? You would get so bored of just lying there that you would do anything to not get bored. If you don't believe me, try sitting down right now on a chair with nothing to do, nothing in your hands, nothing to listen to or watch, and you'll see by how much your desire to go do something mundane like clean the bathroom or anything like that will increase within like 5 minutes, right? Since I lock up my apps, right, and I have enough willpower to not unlock them because, one, I'm lazy, but also because, like, I know it's for my own benefit, I have nothing else to do but just lay there for a couple of minutes before jumping out, essentially, right? I have used this method for like the last 4 days, and honestly, I can say it works like a charm, right? It's so much easier to resist temptation to unlock your apps than it is to go on them and then try and put them back down. So to sum up, I'm not referring to getting motivation in the long run, but rather getting motivated in the short run to do boring, mundane things, right? This isn't a life lesson, but rather a realistic method to avoid procrastinating and to actually start doing chores, revision, work, and whatever else you need to do. Motivation is a muscle. You're probably inherently lazy, and boredom is your friend, right? You can apply these things to any other short-term objective that you need to gather up motivation for to complete, that you also procrastinate from? I don't know, whatever. You get the point. Obviously, of course, these things won't help you, like if your life is trash and you can't be bothered to get up in the morning at all, you're unhappy with where you are in the world or anything along those lines. To solve that, you need to really reconsider your everyday choices, and I'd highly recommend you listen to the one and only Jordan Peterson to assist you along the way. I don't know, pre his YouTube videos or 12 Rules for Life book. Either way, let's quickly fire up some more like short-term, you know, examples where these three concepts, motivation is a muscle, you're probably inherently lazy, and boredom is your friend, can be used, right? So for example, let's say you come home and you always put something on TV despite knowing you need to do some extra work, right? And then you can't be bothered to get up and start, which leads you to, you know, end up wasting loads of time, and then by the time you eventually decide to get up and do work, it's very late or, you know, whatever. So first thing to remember, motivation is a muscle. You can't come back to watch TV and then expect your motivation for mundane tasks to still be there, right? Secondly, you're inherently lazy. It's very easy to succumb to watching TV when your remote is on the sofa, but if the night before you take the remote to, I don't know, like you put it in the garden shed or in the loft or wherever you can put it, which is far away, it'll be much easier for you to resist the temptation of watching TV because it requires so much more effort relatively to what it, you know, required before. Thirdly, boredom is your friend, right? Sit down somewhere and just chill for a minute. Maybe listen to some relaxing music or something, but don't go on your phone, don't watch TV, don't do anything low effort and high reward. Then you'll get so bored, like you'll get bored enough to want to do the work just so you're doing something. Another example, let's say you want to do something creative. For example, like me needing to make another episode. So firstly, motivation is a muscle. I can't come back from like a long day of uni to then sit down and write my episode straight away. I need to relax at least a little bit to somehow get, you know, my motivation to come back up. But that requires me doing something mundane or very boring so that writing an episode seems relatively more exciting, right? For example, cleaning makes you quite motivated because it's very easy to do, you feel productive, your living area becomes cleaner and nicer to live in, and it's very, very mundane. So doing stuff like writing out my podcast script is interesting by comparison. And secondly, I'm inherently lazy, so if I make all my other alternatives long to reach, so for example, like I leave my phone downstairs or just simply far away, or I don't know, I take the DJ Dex downstairs, so I'm not tempted to just grab that. And equally as importantly, if I already have the Word document loaded up and the microphone ready, so that all I have to do is type and then just sit here and speak, then I will want to do my podcast rather than the alternatives because it's the easiest thing to do. It's the path of least resistance. Thirdly, boredom is my friend. If I can't be bothered to do anything for my podcast, I can just lie down on my bed and just wait till I'm so bored that I would rather do anything than lie down. I low-key can't be bothered to think up of any more examples, but I'm sure you get the gist. Let's go over it one more time. First, motivation is a muscle and it gets tired. You cannot use up your motivation by either doing something else that requires motivation or by doing something more interesting right before you do something mundane. Secondly, you're probably inherently lazy, so make the unproductive things that you succumb to long to reach so that it's much easier to not do them, and also at the same time, make the things that you need to do very easy to do. So taking the podcast as an example, if I just have the Word document like already open on screen, my microphone right in front of my chair, then it's so much more easy for me to just start it than it is if I have to open up the Word document, move the microphone, set it all up. Like you get the point. Third, boredom is your friend. Like if you can't be bothered to do anything, then literally do nothing for a little bit and you'll want to do anything other than nothing. Everyone has enough motivation to lie on their bed and not move, so you can always become more bored than you already are. So that was that. The keys to how to be motivated to do mundane things and how you can avoid procrastination using laziness. Hopefully this helps people as much as it helped me get up and be productive in the morning for the past 4 days. And in typical PGP fashion, as the outro, I'd like to showcase some music that I really like and to give a shout out to a couple of people that listen to the podcast. So this week on the music section, I would like to give a shout out to 15.0 Relax TFO. This is a playlist that I've made, and for the past year or so, I've neglected it and added like anything and everything that I couldn't see fit like in another playlist. But very recently, I decided to revamp it. Now it boasts chill hip hop and R&B tunes to relax to, with the likes of, you know, A$AP Rocky, Mac Miller, Kendrick, Cole, and many more. And that may sound like I just scouted the most famous people from the playlist, which is true, but they do have some banging tunes for that relaxing vibe. So I highly recommend 15.0 Relax TFO. It's got like 160 songs, I think, so you'll have quality music for over 10 hours, and I guarantee you each song is a banger. Maybe one out of 50 songs is a little bit subpar, so you know, you get 3 songs out of the whole playlist which are a little bit dead. Everything else quality, like I'm saying it's quality, it is quality. Check it out if you want a very chill playlist. For the shout out section, I'd like to give a shout out to Jason once again, one of the most unproductive dons I know, but you can really get your shit together when you need to, so trust me my guy, social media like eats motivation like there's no tomorrow. If you lock up your apps for some time period during like the weekends or whatever, whenever you're not working, just watch how much more productive you'll be. Like I wouldn't say those things, like I wouldn't say those words if they were just empty. Like I mean this actually does help, right? And also, I'd like to give a shout out to Ellen, a quality fan of the podcast, and the whole house, to be fair. So thank you for promoting this thing to everyone you know. Really appreciate the dedication. I don't know how motivated slash unmotivated you are, so I don't really know if this episode applies to you. But nonetheless, if you've heard this bit, then it means you still listened all the way through, which is very hench. So, you know, shout out. Hope to see you behind the mic one day. I'm sure you'll have loads of keys yourself you'd want to share with the world. So yeah, that was that. Thank you once again, everyone, for listening, and have a lovely day. Low key, this episode wasn't really as official as I'd like an official like PGP episode to be. So this is a little postscript, is it? PS, whatever you call it. Basically, this is actually going to be a short episode series episode, even though it's not actually short because it's like 25 minutes. I don't really know what to do, actually, because it is 25 minutes, so it's not really a short episode series, but then at the same time, it's not really like nicely, what's the word? Basically, it's not a very detailed, very hench episode like the standard PGP ones. So I'm going to still categorize this as the SES, so the short episode series, even though it's not short. But essentially, what I'm going to do is I'm going to change that dead name, the SES, where, I don't know why I called it that. I'm going to change that whackness and probably going to call it like, I don't know, mini PGP. I don't know. Give me some ideas if you have any. But yeah, bang, over and out.